Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, Year A. Our readings for today from the book of the prophet Micah, chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. Psalm 15, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 18 to 31, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Come and worship the living God, the Savior of the world. Come and worship the one who died and was raised again. Come and worship the Spirit who renews and empowers us to be God's people and to offer him our thanks, our praise, and our worship. Amen. Lord, we come in our foolishness to receive your wisdom. We come with our emptiness in order to be filled. We come in our weakness that you may make us strong. We come knowing everything of little value, to receive a little more of what matters for all eternity. We come to kneel at the foot of the cross, that we might name him Lord. We ask you in our prayers to help us to be filled with your grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. We have the hymn, Jesus Shall Reign.
Stretch from
We pray the collect for the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you govern all things both in heaven and on earth. Mercifully hear the supplications of your people, and in our time grant us your peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Values of the Kingdom. The Values of the Kingdom. The people of God were always called to a higher standard than the people of the world. As the covenant people, the prophet Micah, in our first lesson today, reminds the children of Israel in their idolatry and social injustice what their God required of them. The prophet speaks. He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. This was a call for them to do justice, to be fair and equal in their dealings with each other, in spite of position or status in life, and to practice kindness, looking after the needs of others, not out of obligation, but out of love. God's people were called to standards different from those of the world. In Psalm 15, the psalmist asks the question, Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide upon your holy hill? Psalm 15, verse 1. In other words, what is required of those who desire to approach God, to worship God in spirit and in truth? The psalmist responds, whoever leads a blameless life and does what is right, who speaks the truth from his heart. Verse 2. The psalmist goes on to identify the characteristics of one who lives by the standards of God. There is no guile upon his tongue. He does no evil to his friend. He does not heap contempt upon his neighbor. In his sight, the wicked is rejected, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He has sworn to do no wrong and does not take back his word. He does not give his money in hope of gain, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. Psalm 15, verses 3 to 6. The psalmist describes one who is honest, truthful, caring, reliable, and faithful. An individual with these characteristics is in favor with God and can approach God's holy throne and be accepted by God. In our epistle from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1, verses 8, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 31, Paul argues that the Corinthians should not put any value in human standards and judgments, because when they were called by God, Most of them were neither wise nor powerful by human standards. He reminds them that every virtue they possess came to them as a gift from God. In our Gospel from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12, from the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus sets out the values of the kingdom of God to which all are invited. The Sermon on the Mount is the first of five discourses by Jesus presented in the Gospel of Matthew. In each discourse, Jesus teaches about some aspect of the kingdom of God. After his baptism by John in the River Jordan and his temptations in the wilderness, Jesus begins his public ministry. Large crowds follow him. Matthew records, "When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying," Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Jesus speaks about values that we collectively refer to as the Beatitudes. He identified those who are blessed from the view of the values of the kingdom of heaven, the new kingdom of which Jesus is king and which he invites us to become citizens. In the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 to 12, Jesus identifies spiritual values that those who desire to be a part of his kingdom must exhibit. It is not for us to demonstrate one or two of these virtues, but all of them. We must strive by the power of the Holy Spirit to demonstrate in our dealing with others and in our relationship with God all of these characteristics. Jesus identifies poverty of spirit, the ability to mourn, meekness, hunger and thirst after righteousness, showing mercy, purity of heart, peacemaking, and those who are persecuted as being blessed because they are specially suited for the kingdom of God. Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. The poor in spirit recognize and acknowledge their need for a relationship with God, and the fact that God has given them the Holy Spirit to lead them into all truth, the truth about God, self, and others. We start our citizenship in God's kingdom by acknowledging that we are deficient in spiritual connection with God, and we do whatever we can to seize every opportunity to improve our relationship with God. In this pursuit, there is joy, lasting joy. There is blessing. There is spiritual satisfaction and fulfillment. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are those who feel their separation from God by sin and grieve at that separation. With that grief comes the desire to amend the loss and have a right relationship with God once more. They will be comforted because God will enable them to mend the brokenness and be at one with God once more. The first two Beatitudes deal with inward conditions. The third, however, deals with how we interact with others. Jesus says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." The world sees meekness as weakness. However, it takes great strength to suffer wrong without bitterness or desire for revenge. To be meek is to show a willingness to submit and work under proper authority. To disregard one's own rights and privileges. Those who subject themselves to the authority and will of God will inherit God's blessings. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Those who have a deep desire for God and follow the way of God will be satisfied. God will respond to their needs, their longing, and fill their cup of desire with God's presence and God's peace. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. The one who is merciful will choose to think the best of others, will not expect too much from others, and will be compassionate to those who have done wrong. God shows mercy to those who have been merciful to others. We have all sinned and come short of God's standards. God asks us to forgive those who have sinned against us, so that we in turn might be forgiven by God. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Show mercy and mercy will be shown to you. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are those who utterly sincere and not divided in their devotion and commitment to God. Those who are striving to love God with all their heart and soul and mind and strength. God reveals God's self to them in ways they can never imagine. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who bring about peace by speaking the good news of Christ and exercising their ministry of reconciliation. Those who bring peace between people and people and between people and God. They will be called children of God because they are sharing God's passion for bringing peace and harmony among people. Children, imitate their parents. Peacemakers, imitate Christ, whose gift to us is his peace, which passes all understanding. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There are many situations in which we can be persecuted. However, when we exhibit loyalty to Christ, when we are prepared to suffer and even die for the sake of Christ and the gospel, we are blessed. For we will have fulfilled the call to take up our cross daily and follow Jesus. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. As Christians, our principles and practices will be misunderstood by the world, and the world will respond by insults and malice, which could include persecution. We are blessed because we will get our reward for faithfulness and be in good company of the prophets and all who were persecuted for the cause of Christ. The values of the kingdom are starkly opposite to the values of the world. Therefore, we can expect the world to respond with anger, and persecution, even in some places, violent persecution. But we are invited to stand firm in our faith and loyalty to God. And those who stand firm will be blessed. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, arise and shine. Make your glory known. Lord of righteousness, you reveal your glory in signs and wonders every day. Transform our vision to trust in the fulfillment of your promises. Sanctify your people with your Holy Spirit. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Lord of justice, you call all leaders and rulers to account for their upholding of your statutes. Transform our politics to defend the poor and weak, to decide without partiality or prejudice. Christ, by your power and wisdom, guide all nations in the way of peace. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Lord of love, you invite us to share in your life and creation. Transform our loving that we might delight in your covenant of grace. May we share in the abundance of your love. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Lord of hope and faithfulness, we place before your loving kindness all whose grasp on hope is failing. Transform our weakness with your strength. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Lord, with you is the well of life. Shine your light on all who have died or are near dying. Raise us, we pray, to your love, which touches the heavens. Lord, arise and shine, make known your glory. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Blessed Are the Pure in Heart.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service of God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Spirit of truth lead you into all truth, give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the word and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. And we just want to remind you that COVID-19 is still around, and we need to be vigilant. We pray that you will continue to wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water. Wear your mask, especially in crowded places. And as far as possible, keep your distance. Try to be safe, and we pray that you will have a spiritually rewarding and productive week. We leave you with the hymn, Goodness of the Lord, the steel band version.